Welcome everyone to another edition of ILTA's Ask the Expert podcast series. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and I'm speaking with Clive Morris of Neil Cameron Consulting Group to discuss the changing role of IT in the legal industry and giving an operations forecast as we head into the year 2020. Welcome, Clive. We're delighted to have you with us.
Hi, Christy.
All right. Let's begin with who will drive legal technology in 2020.
Okay. I think it would be industry and the trends, of course. The legal sector has been traditionally good at exploiting IT, but not very good at driving technology. Legal firms are just too small, but they're very good at exploiting it. For example, word processing, and they were the first people really to pick up on the BlackBerrys.
Great. Well, that's definitely some good insight there. And also looking into 2020, do you think a self-service IT data center will be part of the legal industry?
If you mean by that outsourcing or cloud computing, then definitely yes. I think everything's going towards a commodity-type industry, and data centers and cloud will become the norm. Of course, at the moment, this is still very green technology. There's been some many publicized cases about Google clouds crashing, etc. So continuity of business is one of the big issues. And until that's sorted out, I don't see the legal industry really picking up on it.
All right, great. And will it be possible to generate revenue out of technology operations areas?
It's been done in the past in a few areas, but I don't see it as really the area for the legal industry to get involved with at all. At the end of the day, it's a spin-off and it's not part of the main business.
Clive, I'd like to switch gears and ask, how will communications be handled in the legal industry when we reach 2020?
Well, that's a big question. If you remember, that's 9 years away. That's a long time in technology. 9 years ago, we were still talking about dial-up and just about using the internet. 18 years ago, law firms, as I remember, were carrying out consultancy exercises to justify internal email. So 9 years is a long way off. But communications will grow in terms of volume and type. And really, it's going to be defined by the people who come through. Remember that the new clients of 2020 are now at school. Social networking will come through, of course, but it depends on their demands.
Interesting. And tied to communications, how will the 2020 attorney connect or access the information they need?
Well, it will be through whatever the latest technology is. It won't be the iPad. That'll be old technology by that time. Thinking about it, in terms of information needs, the battle for the paper matter file is still to be won. Many firms, large firms, haven't got that far at all. Some medium-sized firms have got to the point of an electronic matter file. But the whole battle will not be in terms of what communication devices. It will be whether or not the information can be provided. Once you've actually got the information provided, then it will be whatever technology is available in 2020.
Great, thank you. And as 2020 approaches, we've definitely been hearing people talk about the virtual practice. What technologies will be fundamental for establishing the virtual practice?
It's going to come down to the cloud idea. In fact, probably in China. So I've heard you're talking about practices with registered secretaries of 1 to 200, and everybody using things like Facebook as their know-how and communication systems. Even now, and I think that will just become even more normal as the years go by. With the large firms, it would be a long time for them to actually go fully to the virtual practice.
All right. Well, that's definitely some interesting information to keep in mind there. And with the demand for these technologies increasing, will information and network security finally be a must-have in law firms, or do you think policies will continue to be very loose to please that demanding partner?
Well, I think that's a very 1990s issue. Hopefully, the idea of security or the requirement for network and data security has actually been won. You think about it, information security, network security is key to the business, and it's probably mentioned somewhere in the firm's PI. So, you know, if a demanding partner is willing to lose his house, his wife, his children, his car, his boat, just because he can't be bothered to enter the password, then he should plead his case to the rest of the partnership. That's my view on it.
Understandable. All right, well, I'd like to move on to ask you about staffing. How will technology department staffing look in 2020? Will it be internal, external? Will there be mixed resources? Will there even be an IT department or a manager director?
Well, I think as we move towards more commodity and probably outsourcing, cloud, et cetera, there will be no need for departments to have large IT staff, especially the things for like bespoke development. You can even see it in law firms now. There's no reason why they should be doing those things. There's no reason why they should be inventing applications, with the exception of maybe web, you know, additional web applications. I think it's going to come down to a reduction in numbers, but the role of the IT manager is going to change considerably, whereby you'll probably get an IT manager in-house with specialist skills, IT skills. That's going to change, in which case some of the existing managers will have to think about new ways of doing their jobs.
Interesting things to think about there. And before we say our goodbyes, I just want to ask you, are there any other forecasts you'd like to give us about the future of the IT manager or IT operations?
The main message is that there will still be a need for an IT manager, but their role will require less IT skills and more business skills. They need to challenge the business. They may need to take a more strategic role. And that is going to be a big challenge for, I think, some of the existing incumbents.
Fantastic. Well, I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us. And Clive, thank you so much for your wonderful insight.
That's fine. Thank you.